Jones and Keefe coming up in about a half an hour, and you can not only listen to them, but you can watch them on YouTube or on Twitch, and this radio station on Twitch presented by Springer's Jewelers. They are in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. And if you're in the market for a diamond, go see them because you will pay less and they will teach you everything you need to know about buying a diamond at Springer's. I heard a very interesting discussion yesterday. They were following up on the Drake May debate between Curtis and Shime yesterday on this radio show and talking about the best situations in the NFL for quarterbacks and suggesting that Caleb Williams is in a much better situation than the New England Patriots and Drake May. So,
Yeah, of course he is. He has Ben Johnson. They went out and acquired legitimate offensive line talent, and he has Rome Odunze and DJ Moore. And they drafted a tight end in the first round to pair with Cole Kmet.
They weren't personally attacking you.
I'm just saying.
About Drake May is not a personal attack on you.
I don't feel like it is. I'm just saying he absolutely is a better situation.
Shime clearly listened to that segment as well.
I did.
I would agree with them. Situation just because of the talent he has around them.
Your guy gets to work tomorrow, Shime, so we'll see what he's going to be.
Sure does. I'm ready to rock, baby.
I mean, as long as everything's perfect around him, he may have a good year.
Curtis, what do you need to stop with that. Like, when nobody said everything needs to be perfect around him, we're just asking him for it to not be the worst in football.
He doesn't have Rome Odunze.
I do like
DeAndre. You sound like a boob.
I do like DeAndre Swift.
Some people like boobs.
You pick out one thing that I said out of like a litany of things that I said that he has a better situation.
Round pick. The Patriots used the fourth pick on a left tackle.
Who we don't even know plays left tackle.
You just said they used a pick to help him, insinuating that the Patriots didn't.
Yeah, I said it at the very end as like a whipped cream on top type deal, not that's the big move they made in the offseason.
No, but you insinuated by saying they used their first round pick that the Patriots in their first round didn't do something to help Drake May when in fact they did.
Yeah, and it's a massive question mark. Theirs is not a massive question mark.
Really, tight ends from college to pro aren't question marks?
Colston Loveland looks like a really good football player.
Right, Will Campbell's nasty.
Well, he went ahead of my guy in front of Penn State's tight end, Tyler Warren, which I was shocked by.
I mean, call the Falcons about first round tight ends.
Well, Kyle Pitts, he stinks.
Yep.
Jones does not appear to believe that adding Josh McDaniels makes much of a difference.
But isn't Jones kind of a Drake May hater?
No, he loves Drake May like me.
Yeah, I think he would hate.
I thought he was a Josh McDaniels hater.
No, he was a massive Mac Jones hater, I thought.
Yeah, but then I thought that he was not like fully sold on Drake.
No, I think it's a Josh McDaniels thing. I think he's the more hate towards Josh McDaniels. Because if you're saying he said add in Josh McDaniels doesn't help, then I don't think he believes and what Josh McDaniels can do.
Yeah, but I thought that there was something with Jones that he was like not completely sold whether or not McDaniels was the OC that Drake May could be the guy. But I may be remembering that wrong.
But if that's the way he said it, I would be like,
Well, I think a lot of people feel that way. That's the narrative online. It's that Josh McDaniels can't do anything without Tom Brady. And then you have the conversation, well, is he just a bad head coach? Can Josh McDaniels just not be a head coach? But he is a good offensive coordinator. He was okay with Mac Jones.
He's a massive upgrade.
Yeah, I would think so.
I expect improvement when it comes to the position and the offense.
Yeah,
with the upgrade.
You know who needs who has the most to lose this year? It's Robert Kraft. Like, you consider if this team is not what I hope it to be at 10-7, and let's say it goes 6-7 or 6-6 and whatever the hell it is, 6-11. They have 6 wins. They get 2 more wins than they had the prior 2 seasons, but they're clearly not it. Kraft needs this team to be a playoff and a trajectory changing season. And if they're not, I feel like he's got – they are the Bulls right now, nationally, that they had this great run because they fell into, you know, Michael Jordan at 3, Brady at 199, the greatest player of all time, and they won a bunch of titles. And then outside of that, they're a joke. And if Vrabel isn't right, if McDaniels can't take Drake May to the next level, it's all back at Kraft. Because he was the one who sped up the Gerard Mayo, you know, ascension to the head coach. He's the one that's still picking fights with Bill Belichick in public. Like, the Dynasty docuseries was a disaster.
See, I would disagree with you because the difference between the Bulls of that era and this team, other than the Mayo year, is going to be the next guy to follow Phil Jackson was, they were horrendous, right? So I think the Kraft kind of like making, kind of like saving a little bit was the Mike Vrabel hire. Right, so I think Kraft will go, listen, I hired a guy that everybody wanted, that everybody thinks is a really good coach, that has had success in this league before. So I think Kraft kind of, you know, won't get hit with too many strays because it'll be like, well, what happened, Mike Vrabel? If the team isn't very good, isn't it going to be more on Mike Vrabel than Robert Kraft?
Yeah, but I think he's got
No, it's on Robert Kraft for hiring a guy that, again, that was wrong.
But right, but Vrabel has a reasonable runway. Like he's got more
if anybody had a runway, it was Jerod Mayo. Nobody thought he was going to be a good coach in year one.
No, I agree with you. Greg.
He was worse than people thought, though. That's the problem.
He had the same wins as the greatest coach of all time.
Yeah, but it was the way he went about it, Curtis. It was the constant
sticking his foot in his mouth.
Yeah, saying things that didn't happen,
or like you know the other guy who created a fake punt that didn't exist. While answering a question about how much the Bills had owned his ass.
Like, I don't think if...
neutralized. Bam!
Like, I don't think fans go, bad choice by you, Robert Kraft, to hire Mike Vrabel.
Happy Friday.
That's why I would kind of disagree, Curtis.
Where is Jerod Mayo?
Ready to burn some cash.
Is he just... He's probably living the life just spending his money, right?
But it's like, not only have we not heard from him... We haven't seen him. There hasn't been a charity event, a player party,
But why would you see him? He wasn't really big on social media.
Maybe he moved to Europe or something like that.
I don't think so. I think there's still
I mean, why? He was very close with a lot of players. You would think that if a player was having some type of event that he'd be with them. I mean, he was...
What players? They threw him under the bus
not all
quick
of them.
As they could.
Not all of them.
But you think... I look at the...
Was he at Drake May's wedding?
I don't think so. I don't think so. I mean, he's like...
Did he tell Zoe that he donated all of his gifts?
Yeah, he's one of those coaches that is like, where have you been, you know?
Oh
he is in
God,
hiding.
But he's just completely disappeared off the face of the earth.
Yeah. He's gone.
Very strange. I don't think I can remember anybody. Maybe not since Grady Little has somebody just disappeared. Immediately after being fired.
I feel like we'll see the Epstein list before we see Jerod Mayo again.
I mean, we can't even get a picture of him out in public. Somebody happened
like
to be walking by.
A photo of Bigfooter.
So,
he's now what's the Canadian version of it? The Yeti? Yeah. He's the Yeti of Boston.
He probably is actually out there legitimately burning cash because he's got the payout.
Yeah, he's got some good money.
All right.
Thunder.
Let's get the Hill Notes, which are brought to you this morning by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric!
Hello, darkness, my old friend. Courtney has left me once again. And just when I started sleeping, my new seatmate was screaming. And my wife was three rows up to stretch her toes. That's how it goes. These are the sounds of Santo.
That was pretty good. Very good.
A lot of people were shocked by that move yesterday.
Yeah, and then I got some people that said I would have done the same thing. So I think a lot of people fraudulent.
But you doubled down on it. I'll give you credit.
Yeah, you said you would
do it again.
I would.
So you get the upgrade and you leave the husband back in economy.
That's it. Your ass back there.
Wow.
Okay, I gotta say something. You know, I never watched a Red Sox game up until this past weekend because everybody on the show was all excited. 10 games in a row. You know, they could turn it around. I'm getting excited. I bought tickets to a game in August for my birthday. I'm excited to go. 3 games this weekend I watch. two of them they lose. They lose yesterday. You guys are all now all over the place. Maybe we're off the boat. Maybe we're not going to make it. The no good. What is it? What is it with this team? I never cared. I suddenly care. Now they're nothing, huh? Is this the Red Sox lifestyle? Is this how it goes?
Need a big splash.
Something.
Before the deadline.
And it's got to be something massive.
Yeah. Need to know what Brez is cooking.
I hope he's cooking up something.
I agree with Greg. Sinners was a terrible movie. And anyone who thinks it was good wouldn't know a good movie if it was to punch him in the face. And maybe it should.
Yeah, that's,
I don't get that.
That's just stupid.
The acting was great. The music was incredible.
Yeah, it's like Shyam's take on, what's the guy's
name?
Shane Gillis.
You guys.
It's like, yeah, that's fine. Genius stands alone, baby.
Yeah, that's fine. You and Greg stand alone on this one.
You built it up like it was Titanic or something. I mean, it's just
better
not,
than Titanic.
Titanic wasn't good, that even
it's
that
not
great.
That, it's, the plot is not even that interesting.
96% on Rotten Tomatoes, yeah. Greg.
Well, why were they singing the Irish songs?
Because like, the guy was an Irish immigrant.
Okay, but...
Didn't you see the one part in there where it said the boat pulled up to the Boston port with nobody on it? The Remick character?
Yeah, it just wasn't what I expected. And
what
you and,
did you expect?
You and Keith built it up as if it were the greatest film of all time, and it just unfortunately
it's the best film of 2025?
No.
What's better than it?
Wicked.
Glad you're back, Curtis. Another fun fact, same thing as Kraft cheese. Those single slices that come in the wrapper that everybody loves on a grilled cheese, not cheese at all. It's cheese product.
Ew.
Where do you stand? Would I won't do would Wiggy eat it. I'll do would show eat it on the new Duke's sliced mayonnaise.
What?
Which is available.
Gross.
What is that?
Ugh. How can you slice mayonnaise? Isn't it like a spread?
It's for Sandoz. And so rather than spreading your mayonnaise, you just grab a slice.
Like
sure
a slice
Mitch,
of provolone cheese?
I'm sure Mitch can pull it up and show you what it looks like on Twitch
I'm
or
I'm so
YouTube.
Confused.
It is the new rage when it comes to making sandwiches, the sliced mayonnaise.
No.
See, yeah, there it is.
Looks like a piece of what? White American cheese.
You just apply that to the sandwich.
No.
Less effort, and you don't have to wash a knife in the dishwasher.
Nope.
Let's make everything even more easy for people to get obese.
I mean, other than you, Greg, who puts mayonnaise on a sandwich?
Oh, I like mayo.
Mayo is so gross.
Oh, it's disgusting.
A lot of people do.
It's good in certain situations.
Like, it's good if you mix it with something and to
make an aioli.
Yeah, there's something out of it.
You can eat those babies right out of the back.
That's disgusting.
That's disgusting.
Chomp it on some mayonnaise.
That is gross.
Make me a sliced mayonnaise sandwich, please.
Greg, if you had this, you wouldn't have had to get extra mayo on that sub that you ordered at the time.
That is correct.
And now, another segment of The Morning Show.
So, I need a douche move ruling. If you're traveling with your significant other and they get an upgrade and leave you behind, is that a douche move?
Oh, my God. Santa? I am never going to let you Gwyneth Paltrow me again. Yo, that's beyond douche. That's full-on grimy heifer. Did you just call me a dirty cow? No, I said heifer with an A-H. That way it's not derogatory. It's the same thing. Well, let me ask you. If Santo was on fire, would you pee on him to put it out? Of course not, Wiggy. My urine is certified golden shower status by Delta. Oh. I wouldn't waste it on the unwashed masses in economy class.
Quite a debate.
Yep.
That was classic.
I may require a douche move ruling or maybe an ick ruling on something that Lindsay witnessed yesterday in the Seaport. Grown adult with leash walking a cat.
Oh, I've seen those in South.
Yeah,
you have?
Yeah, I've seen one of those.
Total ick.
Massive ick.
Right?
That is strange.
Like,
does the cat require walking? Like, all they do is lie around and sleep all day.
And, like, stare at you them- with their beady eyes.
You don't have to take them out and get them exercise.
No.
Like, and you don't, I mean.
And they go to the bathroom in that little gross box.
Yeah,
Talking about the kitty litter box?
Like on a leash? A cat on a leash? What are we doing?
Yeah, that is weird. But I think cats are cleaner than dogs, though.
What?
I believe so.
Absolutely not.
Listen, I believe
between
they are.
Between the fur balls and the litter box.
So dogs don't have fur?
Not all of them.
Harry they
doesn't.
Don't? No,
what's
not
he
all
have?
Of them.
Hair.
Is it shed?
No.
Yeah, it's just. I'll be right back, Barbara. Have to walk the cat.
Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I want to take it to Fort Myers or Dublin, Basanto. Listen to your mama, because when they offer that first class upgrade, I'm going to take it. So just be a good boy and sit with the peasants, please. All I'm looking for is some hours of first class peace. Maybe a drink or two, that's where I wanna go. Oh, please, hostess, take me away to first class, yo.
Yeah.
Yep. Appreciate the effort.
Hillman, you and I have a lot in common. We share a name, we're the same age, we have the same dad body, the same great personality, but come on, kid, be real. I don't have the same big bank account. That's why I don't have a 20-something-year-old girl on my arm.
Not 20-something, but I appreciate it. I mean, it could be that. I mean, I don't know.
Who knows?
It's true love.
Whatever. I mean, we're pushing a couple of years, this relationship.
It's very serious.
It
serious.
Didn't rise as much as Lindsay expected it to.
Wait. TMI.
While I was gone, I did see you post an Instagram story that you were making sourdough.
Yeah.
Yeah, you made one.
Yeah.
Courtney,
successful
why would
loaf.
You bring this up?
We successful loaf.
It was good?
Yeah. It was great.
Wow. Congrats.
It was great. And I mean, the reviews on that romantic dinner that I prepared or organized over the weekend, top shelf.
What was served? What was the meal?
We had choices. Like, I had a special menu.
Sick brag, bro.
You know what it shows us, though, right? The Whipped. Sourdough.
What does it show you?
That somebody could never get Gwyneth Paltrow'd.
What do you
Holy
mean?
Holy cow.
Because they have no cojones.
Oh, yeah. Oh, right. Okay. You've never done a birthday dinner for Mrs. Wiggins?
Well, I've never done sourdough bread.
Shame much. Well, that's
I'm talking
okay.
about the bread.
Oh,
hey,
just
Greg.
The bread. Okay.
Yeah, just the bread.
I don't know if you have
dinner
the Twitch.
Pot, I'm cool with.
I don't know if you have the Twitch chat open in there.
Yeah.
But angry Principal Dave going at you.
What's he saying?
How was DM's 21st B-Day weekend, Greg?
Oh, yeah, I get it. That's fine.
I'm from the guy at his ex-wife's basement.
I know. I mean,
they're what jealous.
Happens when you date younger.
Yeah, they're jealous.
You're going to get it.
Jealous. It's all driven by jealousy.
Well, you have to give credit. It was witty. What a line.
I did want to hear what you served, though.
Well, there were multiple choices. So for the appetizer, you could pick clam chowder or a mushroom flatbread or calamari or a salad.
Wow.
I chose the salad.
Of course.
And then the entrees, there was a scallop pasta thing. There was a tenderloin. There was a salmon entree, and there was one other entree. So, and then dessert, we had an array of birthday cupcakes.
Oh, I thought you were dessert.
But really,
very nice.
Yeah. No, I mean,
so now you got to go bigger next year. Then you got to go bigger next year.
Well, still one weekend left for the.
Oh.
It's a 2-part birthday celebration.
Oh, okay.
So we're celebrating this weekend as well.
Well, last weekend was with the friends.
Correct.
And now it's family.
Well, and then we're just doing our own little celebration this weekend.
I don't want to ruin this for Lindsay. It was going to be a surprise. You rented out a floor of the Four Seasons. I thought.
No, I did not.
That's
do that.
Really thoughtful.
Do you get the birthday? Birthday extravaganza when it's your birthday?
Not really.
Yes,
I don't really care.
A beautiful birthday. We all came to it last year.
That's
she did.
True.
Yeah, she did.
What are you going to do for 60 Junior?
It's really not.
60
I don't,
Eve,
I don't,
we're calling it.
60 Eve.
I mean,
well, good
I,
news for me, it'll be at 4.
I don't know that I'll live that long, honestly. It's a couple years away.
It's next. It's this fall, actually.
Greg, you said now's the time for Cora to get fired up. Well, you were half right. Now's the time for Cora to get fired.
just the lack of emotion. Like, and I get it, you can't go out and criticize your guys all the time, but you could use the term "we" and just say we blew that game last night. We blew it. We can't blow games like this. Like, I want to see him pissed off.
That'll do it today, Greg.
All right, Chime. Thank you. Hill Notes brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric.